Hello everyone, this is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Brutal Truth here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is. Make sure you follow me at Cobra_org, or you can get at me at, on my email. That's cobra.org@mail.com. And also, let's get this conversation started. Hashtag racism is white supremacy, because we're not talking enough about racism, which is white supremacy. So that's hashtag racism is white supremacy. You are listening to The Brutal Truth. This is the show where I try to tell you what's on my mind in under 10 minutes. I've done this show 100 million times now, and I've probably only done it in under 10 minutes like once, and that was yesterday. But today, I think I'm also going to be able to do it in under 10 minutes. Before I get started, make sure you check out The Barbershop for everything racism, white supremacy. We must learn about racism, white supremacy, so that we can counter it. And The Barbershop deals specifically with articulating racism, white supremacy, so that nobody is confused as to what it is. Now, let's get into today's topic, and that is slave babble. What is slave babble? Well, first, let's talk very briefly about what is culture. Culture is just what you do, as Nellie Fuller explains it, and I think he's correct. In my opinion, that is the best definition of culture, the most simplest and the best and most efficient definition of culture. To sum up, it's just what a group of people, what they do. That's all a culture is. Now, part of that is how you speak, how you listen, how you speak. Your language, what you're talking about, is indicative of what kind of culture you have. And if you listen to what black people are talking about, people who are classified as black, they're having a lot of shitty discussions. Why? Because your culture is a shitty culture. You have not addressed your problem. You have not addressed what has been your problem, which is, always has been, white people. So, what are black people talking about? I want you to do this exercise. I guarantee you, you will find exactly what I'm saying to be true, if you haven't already done this. But just, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you at church. I don't care if you are, at some recreational basketball game, maybe for a niece or a nephew, or maybe your own children. It don't matter. Some banquet somewhere. I mean, some football game, the movie theater, on the black side of town, Friday night with all the little black children, going to see Get Out or whatever movie is popular at the time, whatever's, on and popping at the time. It don't matter. But I want you to listen to the conversation. Maybe at your family reunion or something where nobody's getting along. Listen to the conversation. Listen to what they're talking about. I guarantee you that 99.9% of it is nothing. Nothing but just nothing of any kind of consequence. And I guarantee you that most of it has nothing to do with countering racism. Now that I can guarantee. Little to none of it at all is talking seriously about countering racism. What are they talking about? What, on any given day, any given second, what is it that black people are talking about? Well, black people are talking about their nails. They're talking about their shoes. They're talking about who fought who got shot, who had sex with who. Black people are talking about how high LeBron James can jump, how fast he can run, whether or not he's a king, whether or not he's the king. Will he win a championship this year? Black folks talking about what some black person said on ESPN. Black people are talking about some kind of a scandal. Maybe black people are talking about Scandal, the television show. You know, we're talking about who said what, doing a lot of gossiping. Doing a lot of gossiping. And then, in higher circles, you know, when you get to the uppity niggas, what are they talking about? At their little cocktail parties or their little do-nothing conferences, you know, in these big plush white hotels, you get these niggas together and these niggas think they're doing something. Maybe they're working for some Fortune 500 company, or maybe they call themselves so-called acting in the interest of black people, some kind of an activist or something. But they're at the Hilton downtown where all the crackers are, talking about some black empowerment, eating crumpets. What kind of sense is that? Paying crackers $1,500 for some conference somewhere in some Hilton. Get out of here with that. Anyway, what are they talking about? Now, I'll tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about, they're telling you what somebody, white people, told them, trying to impress you with their vocabulary and trying to impress you with what they know. Yes. See, some of us have been specially trained, you know, whether it be in our chosen profession or, you know, whatever. And some of us have special information that is pertinent to what it is we do for our jobs. And then we come around other black folks that are, quote unquote, less, you know, that are less sophisticated than us. And we try to impress them with what we know, with our work jargon, with our very, 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 very advanced vocabulary. All of this, everything I've just spoken on, all of it is just nothing but slave babble. That's all it is. These are conversations, these are topics worthy of slaves, people that are not serious about doing anything, not serious about managing their own affairs, not serious about really acquiring their freedom. Yes, see, you may be listening to this and you may, you know, off hearing this, you may get offended. That's fine. Get offended. You're not supposed to walk through life unchallenged. You're not supposed to walk through life like a zombie. A lot of black people feel comfortable walking like a zombie. Why? Because we're experiencing post-traumatic slavery disorder. That's what that is. Post-traumatic slavery disorder. And we don't want to face the truth. We don't want to look in the mirror. But yeah, you are, black culture is, you know, overall, it's a shitty culture. And what we're talking about is shit. Every single second of the day, for the most part, is shit. Now, you go into a situation, again, maybe at a family reunion where no one's getting along and everyone's talking about sports. Or again, you know, is LeBron James still the king? Now, I don't know what country LeBron James presides over. I mean, the last time I checked, I don't think that the Cavaliers team is a country. But nevertheless, you know, people are going to be talking about the Super Bowl this past year, how they hate Tom Brady. And then all of a sudden, you step in the mix. Maybe you've been listening to the barbershop. Maybe you've expanded your mind, your mentality, your mindset. And then you try to bring some constructive conversation, some constructive thought to the dialogue. You may have about two minutes worth of an audience. And then you'll start to see your black relatives, your black friends, whomever you're talking to, their eyes start to dwindle a little bit. And they start to look as if they're dozing off. And you're saying to yourself, man, damn. I mean, I know they're not that rude. They're not going to fall asleep on, you know, what I'm saying. I'm saying something constructive. Here I am. I've been listening, you know, for 40,000 years. Niggas talk about nigga stuff. And here I am, you know, for 2 minutes, I try to brighten things up, you know, brighten up the conversation a little bit with some truth, you know, with exposing, getting these black people up out of the darkness. And this is how they repay me. They fall asleep on me. I'm brightening up their lives with this, you know, with this crucial information, with these crucial ideas. And they're falling asleep on me. Don't take it personally. See, this is the slave mindset. black people don't want to, you know, not all black people, obviously, but most black people are not interested in talking about serious stuff because we've been trained to be this way. Most black people have a half a second attention span, and we cannot focus if we are not the least bit interested because we don't have any discipline. Why do you need discipline if you're going to depend on another people to do everything for you? We are completely dependent. And this is reflective in what we're talking about. You know, you just stop at a random light somewhere. I mean, just at a random light somewhere. I don't care what city you in. Los Angeles, California, Atlanta, Georgia, New York City. I mean, New York City. It don't matter what city you in. Kansas City, St. Louis, Detroit. They moving all the black folks out of Detroit. Keep your eyes on Detroit. You know, I don't care if you are in Biloxi, Mississippi. It don't matter. You stop at any red light in this country and you stop next to a black male that's between the ages of 18 to 34 and he has his window down, I guarantee you, you're going to hear some foul, non-constructive crap coming up out of his window, coming up out of his car audio system. You know, nigga this, nigga that, hold this, hold that, shoot this, shoot that, sell this, sell that, my big house, my niggas eating. That's all you gonna hear. Yeah, she did this, she did that, she did this to the whole crew. Nigga ain't never been with no girl, but yeah, you give him a microphone and a little measly $100,000 deal, all of a sudden now he's Hugh Hefner. He's the black Hugh Hefner. And he slept with a thousand plus beautiful women. And he can talk about them like dogs because he has so much power, and they're just attracted to how powerful he is. He ain't powerful at all. You ain't nothing but a worker. You working for crackers. And you selling yourself and you selling the image of your people. Because you are talking and you are saying things that only white people really want to hear. And you getting a little $100,000 check while some white person is making off with millions and millions of dollars. And you sitting here with a $100,000 check living in some apartment complex on the white side of town talking about some you made it with a leased luxury car. Yeah, okay, you made it, all right. See, that's that slave mindset. So, to sum up, stop gossiping. Stop with the slave babble. It's time that we change our culture, because our culture is not a good culture. It's not a good culture because it's not working for us. See, culture is what you do, and we're not doing anything. And more importantly, we're not countering racism, white supremacy. Counter racism, white supremacy. That's what we need to be focused on all day, every day. Countering racism, white supremacy. All right, folks, this is your host, Copa Number One, signing out. Make sure you check out the barbershop. We try to do it on Wednesdays, but it depends. But, you know, either Wednesday or Thursday. But we have them all demand. We have them all on the website, like on demand. www.copasinaction.org. All right, till next time, take care.